Hi there, and welcome to our second episode of The Heart of a Youth Leader. We want these videos to be helpful for you as a youth or children's leader about keeping our hearts healthy, that we can do all that God is asking us to do. We're not focusing on the technique of youth work, but rather on the relationship of youth work. That a healthy heart gives a healthy head, which gives a healthy ministry. I wonder how you're doing. In the last episode, I talked about the greatest commandment that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, when he said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." And I want to go on to the second part of the answer, because he then says in the next verse, and the second is like it. It says, love your neighbour as yourself. All the laws and the prophets hang on these two commandments. And it's interesting because what Jesus is doing is he's actually quoting scripture for both his answers. The first commandment is a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, as we looked at last time. And the second commandment is a quote of Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18, which says, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbour as yourself. I am the Lord. So what does it mean to love your neighbour as yourself? Well, I think a lot of us get it wrong. We think it says love your neighbour as you love yourself. And it almost gives us permission to love ourselves, like to put myself first, to have self-love, to have me time, to, if you know, how can I love anyone if I don't love myself? It's almost like, well, it gives us an excuse to be passive, because actually I don't feel great about who I am, or I don't really think, you know, I get frustrated with myself, or I always get fed up that I can't be as good as I want to be, or the sins that I know that I commit, I'm like, how would anyone love that? And our self-love can be a very negative thing. But actually, I don't think Jesus is saying that, because actually love in its intended format from God is love. Love is an external thing. It's between two people. It's why the Trinity is not one person. It's three persons in one. Because love is always between a lover and a beloved. And so love your neighbour as yourself is saying love your neighbour as you would want to be loved. It means that our neighbours are our equals. It's not someone that we can look down on, or, you know, we'll help them because aren't they lucky they've got us to help them. It's actually going, if I was in that position, how would I want to be helped? How would I want to be loved? So we can love people who are, no matter what their background, no matter how similar they are in circumstances to ourselves, because how would I want to be if that was me? And how would I want to be loved? And that's the beauty of these two commandments. Love God with all you've got, and love those around you with all you've got. Because that's how I want to be loved. That's how the Father loves me, is he goes, oh, Andy, I delight in you. I want to give you every spiritual blessing. And he says, go and do that to those around you. You know, that's how I want to be loved. I want to be loved by a Father, by a God who goes, you are great, Andy. I love you. I want to be loved like that. And if that's how I want to be loved, I want to be loved by that, by people. Who amongst us doesn't want people to think we're great? Who amongst us would rather people had a bad opinion of us than a positive one? None of us. We'd all want it, wouldn't we? And so our challenge with this verse, with this commandment, is how are we going to love those around us? Not just the people we get on with, not just the people who agree with us, not the people who look like us, act like us, talk like us, but actually how do we love those who don't love us back? Because it's not a reciprocal thing. It's a love your neighbour as you would want to be loved. It's not love your neighbour as they love you. And it's hard, isn't it? Because it would be much easier if we only had to love those who loved us. But that's not what love is. I think we've misunderstood what love is, because we always think love is what makes me feel good. You know, I love chocolate, makes me feel good. I loved that film, it made me feel good. Even sometimes in our relationships, I love that person, can be more to do with how that person makes me feel than actually my pouring out of love for them. And yet, the Father loved the Son. The Son loves the Father. It's an outward pouring love. It's not a what makes me feel good. And maybe we need to re-understand what love really looks like. And so my challenge to us this week, as we go about our youth ministry and our children's work, how can we love those around us? How can we love the children and young people that we're serving? What can we do for them to know how special they are? That we're committed to them, no matter how much they're committed to us or not. No matter what lack of communication we get from them. But actually, we want to love them as we want to be loved. We want people not to give up on us. We want people to be reminding us constantly that they're there for us. We want to be reminded we're not on our own. So let's think about that. What can we do with those we serve? What can we do with those we serve with? Our brothers and sisters in our youth work with us. How can we love them? How can we love the parents of our young people? How can we show them that we're there for them? We're committed to them. We've got their backs. And how can we love those people who we disagree with? And I love the fact that Jesus then, at the end of this little interaction, he says that these two commandments, he says that all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Now remember, the Pharisees are asking the question about which is the greatest commandment. I wonder if they're hoping to trip him up by choosing one of the 10 commandments. And yet Jesus says, it's love the Lord your God with all you've got and love your neighbour as yourself. Because actually love is at the root of all the commandments, isn't it? You know, love is why we don't murder. Because actually if we murder someone, we don't want him to murder ourselves. We're wanting to be better than that person. Or do not commit adultery. It's because it's about a breakdown of love. Love is pouring out on someone. It's not getting what I want for myself. When it says, honour your parents, it's about giving love to those who poured out love into you for your whole childhood. The commandments are all about love. And that's why Jesus says the most important commandments is love the Lord your God and love your neighbour as yourself. So my challenge to us this week is to be more conscious about going out of our way to love those around us, and especially mindful of those that we would find difficult, those who we're not going to get anything back from, that we try and watch our reactions. That even when we try and love those people and they reject us, they push us away, or they can be hurtful, that actually we're choosing to love them because the Father loves us first. Go for it.